A second trial starts today in the 2020 murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man.
Three white men have already been sentenced to life in prison by the state of Georgia for chasing Arbery down in their pickup trucks and killing him as he ran through their neighborhood just outside of Brunswick. Jury selection begins today in a federal hate crimes trial that will center on whether the killing was racially motivated.
So first, tell us how this hate crimes case differs from the state trial last year that ended in murder convictions.
Well, in this trial, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are facing federal charges that they violated Arbery's civil rights and that they targeted him specifically because of his race, because he was black. The state murder conviction last year did not address motive whatsoever. This case will center on it.
So what kind of evidence are we expecting to come out during the trial?
Well, investigators have said that they will testify that they found evidence of racial animus on the defendant's cell phone messages and social media posts. For instance, Travis McMichael allegedly used racial slurs. He linked black people to criminal behavior, and he supported a vigilante-like response to that. Bobby Henderson is a civil rights activist in Brunswick who I spoke with, and he told me that he thinks all of that needs to come to the surface here.
The determining factor as to why they gave chase to Ahmaud was that he was black. It was their motivation. Why I felt he was not supposed to be in the neighborhood in the first place. And it's important that people understand that those things were the motivation so that they can begin to really interrogate their own biases.
Henderson and others see this hate crimes trial as part of the larger racial reckoning that's been going on in the country since 2020, when Arbery was killed, George Floyd was killed, and Breonna Taylor was killed.
So last week, it appeared that the McMichaels were willing to plead guilty and admit that they targeted Arbery because he was black. What happened?
Well, they had said they'd reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, but the judge in this case rejected that deal. It included a provision that would have asked the state that the McMichaels spend 30 years in federal custody before they finished out their life sentence in a Georgia prison. Arbery's family was very upset about that and objected in a hearing, saying it was not fair to give their son's murderers the option of better conditions in federal prison. So the McMichaels ended up sticking with their not guilty pleas. That should complicate jury selection that starts today, because the question is whether potential jurors will be affected knowing that these men had already been willing to admit racial motivation before the trial.
Yeah. Arbery's killers are going to spend their life in jail, no matter what happens in this federal case,